machine.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
There's a pathogen. There's a virus. There's a war here on consciousness. Half the world in lockdown, economic devastation, 24/7 fear porn pumped out by the prostitutes and the corporate media. Hype, panic, fear. Hype, panic, fear. Anyone with two brain cells to rub together can plainly see the outward physical manifestations of what is occurring, but the causal plane is the realm of the mind, the field of consciousness. Despite the economic reset, the millions of jobs lost, the lockdown, the mobilization of troops, the hoarding, and everything else, the main gist of what is happening is a perceptual onslaught. It's a cognitive coup d'etat. Since the day of your arrival in the Earth game, you have been caught up in a war that you knew nothing about, a perceptual war on the mind. You entered the battlefield when you were made to go to the government schools to have your mind molded and misdirected through propaganda and social engineering. You were pushed through the mandatory 12-step brainwashing process. You got your certificate and moved on into the real world. Real world? That's a misnomer if I ever heard one. Their so-called real world is one of utter illusion. But if you think it's real, your mind gives power to it. And that's precisely what you've been manipulated to do, to give the illusion power, to sustain your own psychological prison. We're inmates in a mental asylum, and the lunatics have taken over. This happened long before you arrived here. You were born, incarcerated into a prison that you cannot see, a prison for the psyche, a perceptual jail for the mind. You were born a prisoner. Don't die as one. Free your consciousness. This is a jamboree of deception. In the jamboree, what you refer to as reality is a superimposed facsimile, an artificial construct designed to ensnare your mind within its illusory perceptual prisons and manufactured cognitive fortresses. It is a cheap plastic imitation, a mimicry of actual, authentic, third-dimensional reality, a surreal overlay of an elusive simulacrum, a surreality, if you will. You've been lied to for your entire life. You've been led down the primrose path. You've been manipulated, misguided, and fucked with since the time you were thrust into this cold, unforgiving circus from the warm and nurturing comfort of your mother's womb. You were born into the simulacrum, the diseased madhouse, the hall of mirrors and illusion that reflects the insanity that casts its gaze upon the darkness of this world. Whatever you do, don't take it too seriously. Doing so may have severe repercussions. Imbalance and turmoil have become the mainstays of life in this living insane asylum, and endless droves have become well-adjusted to the lunacy of your crumbling civilization. Care, virtue, and compassion have become all but extinct, while every depraved and diseased insult to the spirit is accepted as normal. Ignorance reigns supreme, and stupidity is exalted and celebrated with reckless abandon while your world falls dead. Life is a hall of mirrors that reflects back upon you all that needs healing within, but you thrash about, expending all of your energy fighting with the mirror instead of looking within to where the real problem and the real solution remains, and this is encouraged at every turn. You project your inner divide and unresolved trauma into the Hall of Mirrors, which merely reflects what you do not wish to see and confront within yourself. The entire global energy dynamic just shifted massively. Part of the agenda is digital absorption of humanity into a cold, lifeless, inorganic virtual reality, a global hive mind matrix. People will go willingly if they are promised safety. People still want to delude themselves into believing that the governments, the media, and the medical cartel are there to inform and protect them. No. They are there to enslave you. They want to rescue you from the crisis they created as they contort your mind in this cognitive coup d'etat. The inmates remain blissfully unaware and distracted by the modern-day Roman Colosseums and the bread and circuses as they pull the wool over their own eyes, bound by the chains of their own ignorance. They squabble and bicker over which of the controlled political parties and manufactured ideologies are the correct ones, giving their praise and adoration to the lapdog, sociopathic puppet figureheads that mislead them straight over the edge of the abyss. They call that freedom. Sickness and depravity are normalized, televised, and spoon-fed to you and your children like pablum. You eat it up willingly, giving your money and consent to every diseased and twisted ideology that insults the intellect and the spirit. Until you realize that you have creative input into what you experience as reality and free your mind of the victim consciousness, you will never be anything more than a cognitive slave to the designs of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bondage and tyranny. Life doesn't just happen. Your mind is manipulated to build the prison and to sustain it. It's come to the point that the inmates are so enthralled with their electronic devices that they do not even know how to interact in any meaningful way anymore. They sit across from each other, and their attention is sucked into their devices while they ignore each other's company. This has been by design also. The controllers do not want the inmates to have a sense of connection to each other, and certainly not to themselves. They remain plugged into the virtual world of falseness and illusion. Their minds are turned off and their hearts are disconnected. And now we have social distancing to stop the virus. Oh, please, we've been socially distanced for a long time. The global economic reset and consequent depression will see millions of jobs lost, millions of people put into complete destitution, and things are not going to be the same. It's the end as we have known it, and you better wrap your mind around that. But you see, we do not have to play this game. We can simply walk away and create something new. But unfortunately, the masses are caught in a tailspin, misled by the illusion, spiraling downward, frightened and disillusioned, completely demoralized and panic-stricken. Anyone in that state of consciousness is easily misled straight into their own living hell. What will break the cycle? What can break the spell? Only an individual act of will. Oh God, I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't see that happening. The jewel in the crown for the consortium that their henchmen work tirelessly to bring into fruition is a completely monitored, technotronic, high-tech surveillance grid totalitarian superstate, which is in the final phases of its full implementation. The evidence stares you in the face, and the fact that the majority would rather remain within cognitive arrested development and complete denial to this painful truth simply allows the grip of tyranny to tighten ever increasingly. The American middle class has been completely gutted by the international banking cartel, and the body politic has become so infested that your enemy has its head up the asses and hands in the pockets of just about every senator, congressman, and so-called elected representative. The system has failed for the people, but has been a roaring success for the dark controllers and their parasitic sycophants that willingly serve them. The world is about to be foreclosed upon, beginning with America. The inmates are about to be placed into complete lockdown as the highly sophisticated surveillance system goes online. Everything will be known about you, and your every move will be tracked, monitored, and profiled. You will be regimented like remote-controlled cattle. Even the appliances that you use for convenience have been designed to closely detail everything about you. Nothing about you and your habits will be unknown. The vast majority of the inmates in the technologically advanced nations are embracing this high-tech nightmare with open arms and without protest or complaint. Can it not be argued that they asked for it? That they begged for their own enslavement? Ultimately, the agenda is to create a digitized hive mind, connecting the physical brains and central nervous systems of the inmates to the cloud, locking them into a global digital collective consciousness. We're getting closer to this by the day, and the only way out is to free one's consciousness. A complete psychological reevaluation and cognitive overhaul is required. Is it easy? Fuck no, but time is running out. Try to understand that you are in the midst of a cognitive coup d'etat and detach your mind from it. Withdraw your agreement. I do not consent. We're at the crossroads. Everything is changing, and you'd better decide where you stand. That is, if slavery is unappealing to you. If you're just waiting for Big Daddy or the system to save you, then you deserve what you get. This is not meant to be a message of fear. There's enough of that shit going around. It's simply where we are and what we are faced with, so take it or leave it. This is the crossroads. We stand as one or we fall. In the midst of all of this, it's probably a good idea to adopt a creative posture and focus your intent. Stay calm, stay resolute, and walk in peace.